For a studio audience. We have to pick up our dry cleaning first, and then the boys are picking us up at 7.
Why'd you make our date so early for? You knew we had to work overtime tonight. Hurry up, come on.
We'll be ready, we'll be ready. Our watchword is call.
Wonderful singer, killed by dumbwaiter. Why do we have to fix that stupid thing anyway? Shouldn't the landlady do it?
When something breaks here, Laverne calls me.
Yeah, and then you call me.
Hey, I let you sing in a pizza bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Two songs. And you make me chop cheese the rest of the day.
You know how many people want that job?
Look, it's not good for my career to be seen chopping cheese all day long. Who is it?
It's Big Rosie Greenbaum. Don't tell me you girls got some guys in there. Hey, Big Ragu.
Hey, Big Rosie.
Hey, Big Dale.
Hiya, Mr. DeFazio. I didn't recognize you without a pizza.
That's right. I didn't recognize you without a sailor. Watch it. Hold it. Hold still. Separate and let me get through.
That Mr. DeFazio always was a cute old buzzard. Know what I mean, Rag?
Sure, sure.
So, where are the girls?
Oh, they're not home from work yet.
Oh, that's right. They gotta work.
Yes, common people, we gotta work. Look, I'm gonna be going, so maybe it'd be best if you
get... No. Shirley's expecting me, and you know Laverne's always glad to have me around.
Oh, yeah, Laverne would be really happy to see you. She'd be jumping up and down on your face.
That's real funny. It's nice seeing you. Ugh, now I gotta go wash my hands. Don't ever scare us like that. My little heart just went. What are you doing here anyway?
I was just helping Laverne's father fix your dumbwaiter today.
Oh, gee, well, thanks a lot there, Carmine. Your girlfriend's looking for you. What's her name, the divorcee?
Lucille. Oh, yeah, that's right, Lucille. I'm supposed to go over her house and try on some of her ex-husband's clothes.
Ex-husband's clothes, my elbow. Give me your coat.
Coat.
Still in all, it was kind of nice of him to fix a dumbwaiter.
Now we could get rid of our garbage.
Why don't you stow at the couch?
I know that voice, and I hate the person it's attached to.
What are you doing here? What's she doing here? What are you doing here?
Hey, I just want to pick up the stuff from Shirley, and then I'll leave.
What stuff?
Oh, I asked her to come over. She's collecting old clothes for the charity bazaar, and
Oh, well, that's real nice of you, Rose.
Yeah, well, you see, whoever suits up the most orphans gets a gold plaque, and I want it.
You got a big heart there. Get rid of her now. Sorry,
Rose. We don't have time to go for our stuff now, so if you come back next week...
Come on, you guys, any old clothes will do what you're wearing. It'll be just fine.
How'd you like to wear this?
Ladies, please! No wrestling match tonight, okay? We're going to the Shea Fister to see the Five Satins.
Oh, going to the Shea Fister, huh? Well, you two must have corralled a couple of real big spenders. What's wrong with them?
Nothing happens to be wrong with them. They happen to be a couple of real dreamboats.
Yes, they are sensational gentlemen, and if you laid eyes on them, your tongue would be hanging out.
Yeah, more than usual.
No!
All right. So you got lucky for once. It happens. Listen, I gotta go pick up some old clothes. If I see anything in your size, DeFazio, I'll be back.
I hope the orphans get together and beat you up.
Will you forget about Rosie?
Yeah, but she...
Please. Think about our dates. Think about Leon and Roy.
Yeah. What a couple of cuties, huh?
Well, we better start scrambling.
No. Tonight we do not scramble.
But they're going to be here in a...
Tonight, calm is our watchword.
Hello. You want to escort us over to Angelo's house?
What's happening over Angelo's house?
It's burning down.
Burning down? Well, where's Angelo?
He took one look at that fire. He moved.
I'm sorry, fellas. We don't have time right now.
What are we supposed to do? Keep it burning till you're ready?
Sure. Come on, then. Let's get out of here. These girls are no fun. We can help the firemen.
Yeah, we can wash their dog for them. It's got spots all over.
Okay. You know, I really want to wear something tonight that will look special, you know?
Such as?
I don't know. Just something that'll knock them out.
Well, I thought you were going to wear your poodle skirt.
Yeah. Look, it's right... Look at that! They ruined it! The cleaners ruined it! They knocked the little doggy's eye out!
Calm down. We'll get a tiny little button, and we'll sew it on for the eye.
What, are you crazy? I need a rhinestone. A poodle can't see with a button. What do I got? Red and white? No, I'll look fat. Green and red? No, I'll look cheap. Red and black? No, I'll look dead. What am I gonna wear? Where's that sweater? Give me that sweater. Oh! Girl!
What are you doing?
I am trying to find something to wear. I got nothing here. All my clothes are garbage. Look at this. I got nothing and I got garbage. Well, that's it. I ain't going. I'm just not gonna go out.
Why don't you simply wear your gray skirt with your lavender blouse?
I would have thought of that. I would have thought of it. That is nice, huh? But it still ain't something special. Where is that wig that your father sent you from Bermuda?
That wig is horrid!
It's not horrid. And let me be the judge of it, please.
Well, if you insist, it's in a shoebox under the bed.
Thank you. What are you doing?
I don't have time to wash my hair, so I'm going to quickie poo it.
How's that work?
Just like the jingle. Hair all grungy, full of goo, shake and brush out quickie poo.
Yeah, I seen that on TV. Kukla, Fran, and Ollie push it. I don't know about this stuff. I can't seem to get the brush through my hair.
All right, what is it?
Just
let
help me
get...
with it. Be careful, though. Let go of the brush.
All right.
Whoa! Oh, jeez. I took out half your head here.
We're suing that company. We're suing Quickie Poo, we're suing the cleaners, and we're suing Kukla, Fran, and Ollie.
up in here. Look at this. How long are you going to be there?
Well, I'm shaving my legs. This ugly stubble shows through my nylons.
Ugly stubble, huh? That's what holds my nylons up. Look at this. All these got runners in them. I can't even find a decent pair of stockings without holes or they're all stretched out.
I got three new pair. You can have one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Thanks. Where'd you get three new pairs?
They were giving them away at the gas station with 10 gallons.
You got free stockings? I get a glow-in-the-dark snow scraper.
Laverne! Laverne!
Up in here, Mrs. Babish!
Oh, listen, I just want to tell you...
I can't hear you, Mrs. Babish.
You'll have to come inside.
Oh, okay. Listen, I just want to...
Hi, Mrs. Babish.
Hi.
Is it raining outside?
No, I just thought I'd go tuna fishing.
Oh,
ow. I was out hosing down the building, so if a spark hits it, we'll be safe. There's
good.
A big fire raging out there.
Yeah, ow, I know. Lenny and Squiggy told us all about it.
Oh, those two. They're standing there with long sticks yelling, weenies, bring me weenies.
Ow.
No. You ought to ice your eyebrows before you do that.
No, they make my eyeballs frozen.
April love is for...
Cheryl, we got company here, huh?
Listen, what I came up to tell you was that they're going to turn the hydrant on full blast. That means the water pressure will drop off.
Oh, good. Thanks for telling us.
Yeah, I got to go tell the rest of the tenants.
Mrs. Babish, what do you think, huh?
April,
did you hear that, Cheryl?
Hear what?
They're going to shut the water pressure.
What happened to the water?
Well, that's Mrs. Babish.
Oh, no, I'm all soapy. I need water to rinse myself.
That's what she was trying to tell us.
Well, get me some water from someplace. Get me some water.
I can't get you some water because the taps aren't working here.
Well, do something, Laverne.
Here's a towel.
I don't need it. Hell, I need water.
But where am I going to get water?
I don't know. Just get me some water from someplace.
Don't even think about it.
Is our watchword still calm?
You can be calm, but I got hair problems. Did you find the stockings?
Yeah, but I can't wear them. They all got Earl's Texaco printed on them.
We'll have to save those for work.
Angelface! Oh, Angelface! Oh, hey, listen, will you do me a favor? Listen, this guy drove too close to Angela's house and burnt his Studebaker. You let me use your phone? Good.
Carmine, where are you going?
Oh, listen, I gotta get back to Lucille. She's distracting all the firemen. Okay, look, you make your call and you leave. Everything will be fine, okay? All right, good. Oh, listen, Look, here. Don't wait up for an hour. Listen, I'm sorry about this, but I gotta call my wife. If I'm a minute late, she thinks I'm fooling around. You fool around?
I'm just gonna have to wait a stretched out there.
Oh, 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 oh!
She fool around?
No, she does not fool around. Carmine!
Wait a minute.
Who is that man? What's he doing here?
Listen, I'm sorry, my car...
Get out of here, crazy man!
Doris, you wouldn't believe what happened.
Get out of here, please. Carmine!
I'm going to be a little late, honey. No, I'm not fooling around. Now, look, I warned you. Come here.
Yep.
Let's go.
Coast is clear. You can come out now. Who was that man? I swear to you, if I knew, I would tell you.
What kind of neighborhood is this? Fires, crazy men. I got to sew an L on here. Did you see my mascara?
Oh, we cleaned it off the table. It's in the box there.
Oh, good. Did suds come out of your hair?
No, they did not come out of my hair. And my scalp is all itchy. I feel like I have athlete's head. My hair is never going to dry.
Well, why don't you stick your head in the oven?
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, I didn't mean stick your head in the oven. I mean stick your head in the oven. It'll dry in there.
Good idea. That's using the old noggin. Yes, sir.
Cheryl, I got some mascara in my eye. Could you help me get it out?
Where?
In there.
No,
get it out.
Oh, no, it's an island.
Oh, get it out. Get it out of there. Oh, good. Thanks.
Make a wish.
I got a wish.
Make a wish.
Right. On or off?
Off. You lose. Sorry.
I didn't want to lose.
Well, I'll be a winner tonight with Roy Driller.
Me with Leon Devon. Leon Devon. L.D. Shirley Devon. Mr. and Mrs. Leon Devon. Shirley Feeney Devon. Mrs. Shirley Devon. Little baby Todd Devon. Toddy boy. Oh, that'll do it. Toddy boy Devon.
Here, Tom. Come here, Toddy. Come here, don't cross that street without Mama.
The fire's spreading.
One of the firemen passed out, so we took his clothes.
What do you want?
Is Shirley naked too?
No, it's in the oven.
Oh my gosh, she's cooking herself to death.
Hey, don't kill yourself, Shirley. There'll be other fires.
I'm just trying to dry my hair. Would you get out of here, please?
Yeah, guys, dear, why don't you go back to Angelo's? Watch the fire, okay? Fire.
Come on, Lana. It's easy to see these girls just don't appreciate the natural disasters of life.
Yeah. You'd be sorry, too, you know, because we're personal friends with the firemen.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we are. They even gave us a special nickname.
Rubbernecks. Just like the Marines. Fire! Someone get a net! Here come the firemen to get the fire wet! Show the hoses!
They really think they're firemen there. Oh, how's your hair coming? Is it dry?
Yes, almost. The oven was a good idea.
Good. I'm almost about sewed up here and I'll be dressed in a flash.
And not a minute too soon.
Yeah, I think we're gonna make it.
Great.
Okay, good. How do I look?
Terrific. Me?
Right back at you. We both look sensational.
We made it.
Early.
Yeah. Well, no, no. A little wrinkle.
What do you want to do?
Let's stand by our coats and look alluring.
How do you look alluring?
Well, just sort of...
Who's going to answer the door?
When they knock, we'll just say, "Come in, gentlemen."
Come out! Come out!
The children, the little baby!
What? What about the baby?
What happened to the fire?
Oh, they put that out.
Well, what's all this about the children then?
We're going to turn the hydrant on again for the kids to play in.
Yeah, they look so cute when they take their clothes off. Okay, let her rip.
Ladies, it's us, Leon and Roy.
Hey, you all set to go?
Good night, Leon. Good night again. Bye, Roy. Thanks for everything. Sorry about the wet. Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Good night.
Bye.
Oh. Leon Devon, Roy Drillick, jerks.
Well, good night, Larry. We had a real nice time.
Yeah, we sure did, Barry.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Hey, we'll see you at work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe we could have lunch together.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, that was a real nice night, you know?
Sure was.
You're going to write about it in your little diary, dear?
Yeah, I think I will while it's still fresh in my mind.
Okay. I'm sort of bushed, so I'm going to go to sleep. Good night.
Good night.
Dear Diary, it turns out that all the guys we meet at work are not jerks after all. Period. Tonight, Laverne and I went out with Barry and Larry from the hops department. We went to dinner and a movie. The evening probably cost them a pretty penny, but they didn't expect anything more than a goodnight kiss. Just as well, because I had onions on my steak. Laverne ate her steak with a salad fork, underlined salad, but no one noticed. Actually, I was very proud of Laverne. As we both know, she usually goes too far. I guess I've been a good influence on her. Tonight, we both were able to keep our self-respect.